Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the City Council meeting, City of Arroyo Grande, for Tuesday, August 26th. The Council is also meeting as the Redevelopment Agency this evening. Roll call, please.
Councilor Member Costello.
Here.
Councilor Member Guthrie.
Here.
Councilor Member Arnold is absent tonight. Mayor Pro Tem Vice Chair Fellows.
Here.
Mayor Chair Ferrara.
Here. Item 3 is our flag salute. We're pleased this evening to have our own Arroyo Grande Police Department explorers here that will lead us in the flag salute. And if you would please remain standing, our invocation this evening will be given by Pastor Randy Wimette from St. John's Lutheran Church.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Gracious Lord, God of all creation, God of all governance, in times that are unsure, give to our leaders the surety of your guidance. In times of tight budgets, give to our leaders a generous spirit of service. In times of transition with elections, give to our leaders a focus on the common unity. In times of drought and unsureness, give to our leaders a vision for clear decisions. We thank you for their service, and we pray that this evening your guidance will give to them focus for the good of our community, and we thank you for this city and for our leaders. In your holy and precious name we pray, amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Well, before you guys get away, how about a quick update on some of your activities? What have you been up to lately? Feel free.
I'm Chris Hall with the Rio Grande Police Explorer Post. I've been a part of the post for 4 years, and these are some of the other explorers. This is about half the size of our post currently. We have a competition coming up, and it's going to be at the Paso Robles Fairgrounds, and it's a competition where we compete in our knowledge of law enforcement. And what it happens to be is you train throughout the year on scenarios that police would encounter on day-to-day patrol, and it's basically a great learning experience for people from the ages of 14 to 21. And
of course, you set the standard now. We're going to expect that this next year. But it was good because we got to brag about it with the other councils. So, well, keep up the good work, and we really appreciate all the volunteer time you do put in. And our explorers save us a ton of money with their volunteer efforts, and so. We're very pleased to have you as part of our community, and we hope you come back again and do our flag salute.
So, yeah, we will.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Item 5, special presentations. We have none this evening. Item 6 is agenda review. Move that all ordinances presented for introduction or adoption be read in title only and all further readings be waived.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item 7 is community comments and suggestions. This is an opportunity for any member of the public to come forward with any suggestions or observations or information sharing on issues. And once again, those issues should not be on this evening's agenda. The Brown Act restricts the council from taking any action on items that are not posted on the agenda. We would ask that you limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. Please address the council as one body. Anyone would like to come forward?
Good evening. My name is Jenny Shaheen, and I am a local community theater producer, and I am here to raise the question of, I guess my request is for you to reconsider or revise or perhaps interpret the criteria for the standards to put a banner up over the village, over the street. My understanding for the standards at this time is that They are city-approved events or city-sponsored events. There are currently 8 on your agenda. And the final item indicates other one-time community activities that the city is involved with and or a co-sponsor of. And an additional event not listed above shall be reviewed by the committee prior to approval, but my understanding in talking with the staff is that it has to be city-sponsored. And my feeling on that is if there's only 8 in the year and you've got that space available, my particular request is tied to the Clark Center, which, as most of you know, is our state-of-the-art performing arts center here in our community that's just about a mile away. But it is viable advertising space. Other cities will pass on the cost to install that banner and put it up for a minimum of a week or perhaps longer. But I think that with the schools cutting back on the arts and the fact that we have this performing arts center, it's getting more and more difficult for organizations to put on events that the community is involved with and invited to. And in the case of our request, it's all community players, community staff, community orchestra members and crew. So I just think that if it's empty, and I would say that if you had your city-sponsored events lined up first and then you took requests, say at the beginning of the year, anybody in a first-come, first-serve order that was interested in submitting their name for consideration, that once those additional slots were full, it wouldn't cost the city any money because that applicant could cover those costs for having it installed. And then you could possibly generate additional revenue for people going out to dinner or attending the theater or something of that nature. So I would just ask that you perhaps look at it again. The way that I've interpreted it is that anything not listed on this list would be reviewed. And since we're not on this list, I was kind of hoping that we could be included in that. So thank you for considering it, and I look forward to hearing from someone in your staff as to whether that's a viable option.
Okay, we appreciate your comments, and the person who you're likely to hear from is sitting right over there.
Excellent.
Our city manager, and one of the things that that I'm sure you're probably aware of if you've made the inquiry is that whenever we put a banner of any type up, the way it's sitting right now, we have to go to Caltrans and get a permit because it's a state highway. So even our events, we have to get a permit for those. But when we're going through a relinquishment process right now, which means we're going to take over what is 227 or East Branch Street through the village, when that happens, I think we're probably going to unwrap some of these issues and take another look at them because then we'll have control. We won't have to – we'll be the permitting agency.
Got it. And is that permit from Caltrans, is that a time-intensive factor or is that a cost or both? Is that something you could pass on to an applicant?
Yeah, I think it's both.
And is that something you might be able to pass on to a potential applicant?
Well, I think we do. So,
oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyhow, why don't I connect you with Steve? And, and at
Hi,
that,
Steve.
At that time when we do unwrap it, take another look at it, perhaps we can work something out that's
I'll look forward
acceptable.
To hearing from you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Well, if you could give your information to Steve. Okay. Good evening, Carol.
Good evening.
Well, that's indeed good news. And the question I have is, have you communicated with the association out there, the Wasna Valley Group? Are they aware of this?
We're actually sending out mailers to over 750 people. It's the group that Supervisor Ashajian had mailed out to, as well as we've been collecting addresses from comments that members from HVA have been sending as well. So we'll be making a formal announcement to all of them.
Okay, and to your knowledge, is there anything in terms of the geography out there, is there anything controversial between the site along South Halcyon to Porter Ranch? In other words, is there still likely to be some issues out there with those folks?
Well, I suppose it sounded at those meetings that was one of the major concerns, and rightly so. If you know Wasna Road and Wasna Town Site, it's windy. It's narrow, and there are a number of blind spots, so we totally can appreciate the concern. I would like to think that now that we're going essentially south, if you will, on Wasna Townsite Road through the Porter Ranch to 166, it's interesting that particular road was built. It's probably always been on the ranch, but it was substantially widened and graveled during the 80s when there was oil exploration at that point in Wasna Valley. So it's a well-traveled road. We're very happy that we were able to work something out with the owners of the ranch. And we probably won't be before the Planning Commission. We had a date in October, but because of a change in project description, we still have more analysis to bring forward to round out that project description. So we're hoping to see the Planning Commission before the end of the year.
Okay. Do you have a question?
Carol, that easement that you mentioned, is that signed, sealed, delivered, stamped?
Signed, sealed, delivered, stamped.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We appreciate you taking time to be here. That's good news indeed, and we also appreciate the effort that went into the alternate route.
Thank you,
Mayor. It's going to make a lot of people happy.
I hope so. It's nice to see you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, any other community comments?
Good evening. My name is Rick Krinsick. It's an honor to be here in front of you. Although I don't live in your community, I was privileged to attend a fire oversight committee meeting approximately 2 weeks ago. And the purpose for me to be in front of you is to commend the entire council, and especially the leadership of Councilmember Costello and Mr. Adams. I say that with 30 years of professional fire service, and I remain in the fire service currently, and I was also concurrently a volunteer in Pismo and Shell Beach. And there were a number of us for the last 30 years. In fact, I remember when this was a fire station, and I'm sure many of you do. There were a number of us over the years that could never figure out why we did not have one fire department. And with the leadership that the council is showing, I plan on attending the Grover Council and as well as the Oceano Services District and telling them the same thing. I just have to say thank you. And keep up the good work. You're doing really good stuff. I wish my council had the leadership and understanding of what you're trying to do. Hopefully they'll come around one of these days, but that's a whole other subject matter. There were two issues that was on the last agenda for the Oversight Committee, and primarily they were looking forward, as I'm sure you're aware of, okay, this is working, now how can we better do it? How can we do it to a little bit more, you know, firm it up? So I commend them and also the purchase of the truck. But accolades to all of you, especially Councilmember Costello and Mr. Adams. Thank you. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for taking time to be here. We've been. Are you a resident of Pismo, by the way?
Yes, sir.
I've been talking to Mary Ann, so there might be some light at the end of the tunnel here. We're going to keep working on her, so we'll see how it goes. But we're very pleased with the joint agreement that we have. It seems to be working very well, and it's always the people that make it work. And so we've got good chemistry between the two cities and the special district. And so we once again, we appreciate your observations. Makes it all worthwhile.
Again, I'm out of the microphone, but I really did want to
neglect it. Okay. So we'll bring this back to the council. What is the will of the council this evening? Any items on consent to pull? Okay. If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve consent items 8A through 8N, as in Nora.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none. Anything in there to read tonight, Tim?
No, Mayor Farrar, nothing.
Okay, good. Roll call, please.
Mayor Pro Tem, Vice Chair Fellows?
Yes.
Council Board Member Guthrie?
Yes.
Council Board Member Costello?
Yes.
And Mayor Chair Farrar?
Yes. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item 9, our public hearings. We have one this evening, 9A. And Rob, you're going to do this?
Thank you.
Mayor, members of the council, the staff report indicated a suggestion to continue this item to September 9th meeting. However, today we received a request from the applicant requesting a later date certain, and that date that was suggested was October 28th. The reason behind the request is we still have not received written communication from the Army Corps of Engineers, although we're anticipating such a letter, nor have they had time to review and respond to the Water Quality Control Board or Fish and Game letters. So September 9th is premature. We understand that there are council absences anticipated for October 28th. We've looked at the calendar trying to find any other dates when we would expect to have a full council present, and the two dates that appear possible would be November 11th, which happens also to be a city holiday for Veterans Day, but does not preclude a city council meeting, and December 9th, which is also a appropriate city council regular meeting. We're interested in whether or not there's a council absence anticipated at either of those dates. I've discussed it with the applicant. They would consent to a date certain. They do not want a date uncertain, but obviously we don't know whether whether Army Corps of Engineers will respond earlier or later. That's far enough in the future that we feel it's probable that they will have either supplied a letter or do not intend to supply a letter.
I'd have to consult with the boss. She's not here right now, but it sounds like there's plenty of time to get back to you on that, maybe a day anyway.
Except we need a date certain continuance this evening.
What about December 9th?
December 9th is...
Is everybody here on December 9th?
I think so. Looks good. Hey, I'm a happily married guy.
Okay, well...
Stay that way.
We need to get a date down, and we need to get a date when all of us are here. And so if we put down the 9th, I would expect that we would have a full council. So why don't we go ahead and do that?
With that, the council could act to continue the public hearing. The applicant requested that it not be on the agenda, but it was a date certain that it was continued to, right. So it was advertised.
Well, there is no public. I will go ahead and honor the public hearing, but as you can see, we have no public in the audience right now. So I'll close the public hearing, and I'll entertain a motion to... Yeah, go ahead.
No, we're going to... That would be December 1st is the reorganization meeting.
All right, yeah, the reorg is December 1st.
Okay.
Okay. And once again, everyone is here on the 9th. So, okay, I'll entertain a motion then.
I'll move that we move this item to December 9th, date certain.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Discussion, hearing none, roll call.
Councilmember Guthrie?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Fellows?
Yes.
Councilmember Costello?
Yes.
And Mayor Ferrara?
Yes, thank you. All right, that takes us to item 10, continued business. We have none. New business, we have none. City Council reports, I'll go first. The COG has it. Mike Manchek was also there, and the EVC is going to be doing an in-depth airport study that's going to have a marketing component to it as well. The interesting thing about the airport presentation was that, in fact, I asked the question of Claudia specifically about American Airlines pulling out, and it's plain and simple, it's the price of fuel, And it gets to a point where even with a full load, even with every plane full going out of here, they're still losing money because of the price of jet fuel. And all of that is hurting the maintenance facility as well, which is at the airport. And that brings in that has a lot of jobs and brings in a lot to our economy. But I asked her, I said, you know, what would happen if gas prices started coming back down? Is there a break-even point? Where's the profit threshold? And she said that it's right around $100 a barrel. And so I think, you know, we're on our way back down right now. I'm not sure what it is. I think a couple of weeks ago I checked it. It was 113, down from 145. I think it spiked a little bit today. But the bottom line is, if there continues to be a downward trend and we do in fact reach that $100 a barrel threshold, you know, we may get them back. Plus, there's been a lot of pressure put on by the community, and the business community in particular has really turned out, and they're lobbying hard for restoration of that service. South County Sanitation District, we met last Wednesday, and I think, Jim, the last time you were there, there was a potential for the Sanitation District for the first time in its history, over 30 years, I guess. It looks like we're going to experience our first fine for violation, and it borders on the ridiculous, but it just goes to show you how bad the things are in Sacramento right now. And apparently what happened was the State Water Quality Control Board issued a direction to all the regional boards to dig through their files and go back as far as they could and look at any unfinished business or any indication of wrongdoing and levy fines. And so we got the bell went off for a fly larvae intrusion back in 2001. And the statute said that they had authority to fine up to $6,000. And so, of course, our council appealed it on the statute of limitations, and plus, there was an informal indication that, look, it wasn't your fault, and we'll just let this one go. Only we can't find any documentation to that regard. And so we did a bit of research on the statute of limitations, and we found that another small city actually took the issue to a hearing at the State Water Board for a fine of, I think it was roughly, $10,000 or $12,000. And the state board not only refused to consider the statute of limitations, but they also directed their regional board to go back with a special district and look at their records going back, I guess, 10 years, and see if there were anything else. And there were other fines. There were other potential violations on their own records. Anyway, the $10,000 or $12,000 turned into tens of thousands of dollars in fines, and that was the State Water Board's way of saying, don't challenge us. So, anyhow, the long and short of it is, we're going to pay the $6,000 and hope for the best. We're still waiting on the Briscoe House and 101 interchange, still waiting for Steve, were you and Don going to set that up with the COG?
Don was out last week, so he was setting it up today, actually. I think we may have a tentative date by tomorrow for you.
Okay, and I just want to make sure it's just Ron DeCarli and Rich Murphy.
Yes.
All right, Mayor Pro Tem.
There was no meeting of the South County Youth Coalition, nor was there a meeting of the RANC. No report.
Okay. Councilmember Costello.
We met Zone 3 Water Advisory Board, met on July the 17th, continue to glacially move forward towards the Habitat Conservation Plan to meet the budgetary commitments. more to come on that. Last meeting of the Fire Oversight Committee was on the 15th, just a few days ago. Operations continue to be very smooth between the city of Grover Beach, Grover Beach and the Oceano Community Service District. Training continues to go forward. There have been a couple of incidents recently where the departments have responded together, and the training has shown to be very well worthwhile. Operations were very smooth and coordinated. And we are looking at ways to perhaps expand the cooperation between all the agencies. When the Fire Consolidation and Oversight Committee has not met in a long time, so I'm not sure where we stand with that. And that's my report.
Okay. Thank you. Councilmember Guthrie.
Yes. SCAD hasn't met yet. I think they're going to meet week after next, the 17th or something, so I have no report there, and there's no report on the JPA either.
Okay. And we'll catch up to Councilmember Arnold next meeting, or two meetings. Item 13 is City Council Member items. We have none listed. City Manager items, none this evening.
Yes, sir.
Council Communications. Anything? I have a quick question. Tim, can we handle this administratively, the issue of the special meeting on the 15th, based on what we heard tonight? There may not be a need to do that. Can we do that offline administratively?
Yes, we can, and we'll take the appropriate follow-up action.
Yeah, I don't think there was any formal action to schedule it, so that probably leaves us the flexibility to unschedule it informally.
Yeah, but I think we'll probably want to put something out formally, some sort of press release and maybe something on the Definitely. On the channel.
Okay. Staff communication, anything tonight? All right, there is no community in the audience tonight for our last community comments and suggestions, so we'll go straight to 18, and that is adjournment.